Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing on with the subject called Explaining Evangelism, and this is part 8 from a 10-part series, and the topic we're doing is sowing of seeds personally. God has called all of us to sow seeds into people's lives in areas of our living, our friends, our families, work friends, and even strangers. What are those personal seeds that we need to sow in the lives of other people? First point, the word of our testimony. When we give our personal testimony to people, it is the one area that other people cannot refute or say it is not true, because we have personally lived it through it. Throughout the book of Acts, we see this, where the simple testimonies were given, simply declaring what had happened to them. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were really the testimonies of these men. The disciples declared to the opposing religious leaders of the day, "We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard." This is Acts chapter 4, verse 20. Revelations 12:11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Your testimony is powerful, so give to people to sow seeds into other people's lives so they can say that it has happened to you, it might happen to them. The next point, the seeds of signs and wonders. "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." All the miracles that were done by Jesus were actually steps of faith for other people to believe in him or to believe the gospel message. John chapter 5 verse 36, "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given to me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me." Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 12, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes in me, the works that I have done, he will also do, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." It also may amaze you that not all people that are healed come in to receive Jesus as Lord in their lives, and we ask the question why. In Luke chapter 10, verse 9, it says, "And heal the sick, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you." Jesus did not say that the kingdom of God came automatically on those who were healed, but what does happen is the deep seeds are planted when the people are confronted by the power of God. The next point, the seed of the gospel or the good news. We see this in Romans chapter 10 verses 14 to 15. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." The most powerful seed of all is preaching of the cross. This is the original way that God designed that people should come to the saving faith. The gospel has power within itself, and when it is proclaimed and understood, salvation is made available to the hearer. The great evangelists of the past had success because they presented the cross clearly and simply and powerfully. Romans 10, 9 and 10, "That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And faith is required for salvation through the word of God. Romans 10:17. "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The sowing of personal seeds into other people's lives are powerful because you've lived it. You can say it, and I can assure you that the spirit of the other person will pick up from your spirit. You're speaking the truth in faith also. So learn to share your testimony where you possibly can with other people, whether to do with salvation or healing or finances or marriage or friendships. It doesn't really matter. Share the word of God. Share what God has done with you in testimony so that people can receive that into their heart and that God can work with that. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me through this topic called sowing of seeds personally. It's a powerful tool to be used by the believer. Thank you and God bless. The next topic coming up will be topic number 9, today in our society. Thank you and God bless.